Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Real good, Corey LaJoy, as we head into our numero dos of the Rob Brown radio program. I'm right here on The Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rob Brown. The great one, Lonzo, a man of the people, on the other side of the metaphorical glass this AM. Be a part of the radio broadcast on the renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas Fan. Phone at 844-326-3663. Text us on our text line at 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, and we will read them on the air. You may shoot us a tweet at the Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo on Word, and at the Fan Upstate to get to everybody up in her, if you want to come at us in that direction. Not going to read it, mainly because he asked me not to, but Miles in Spartanburg just emailed the show at rob.brown at the Fan Upstate. I am Miles. I appreciate the very kind email that Miles just sent, saying he listens to the show every morning at 7 a.m. and enjoys.
I thought you said you're not going to read it.
I'm not. I'm just reading a detail or two.
Okay, it made it sound like he didn't want you to read it.
No, he said don't read any of this on the air, please. It's just fan mail. Okay. I'm not going to, except for one thing. Miles has, he put some thoughts down in here about our discussion about the Olympics yesterday.
Yes.
We went through, for those of you who missed the show yesterday, we went through the list of Olympic events that are on the schedule for the Paris Olympic Games of 2024 yesterday. And Lonzo and I said, against the average man, if we went downtown and we picked 100 guys to do these events, which ones do you think you would actually be competitive in against the average American male? We went through all of them and we talked about weightlifting. I said, you know, I used to weightlift, but I haven't done it anymore. Miles said, I still lift at 72. I still get 5 sets, 5 reps of 225 for a total of 25 reps every day on the bench.
By the way, that's awesome, Miles. And, you know, I think you probably are like what R-Truth said when we talked to him. When we asked him how he's in such great shape in his 50s, and he said he just never stopped working out.
Yep. Good on you, big dog. Way to go. Well done. Well done. Appreciate that email, Miles. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 7:02 in the morning. You are 51 minutes and 12 seconds away from having to get clocked in at your 8 to 5-er. And, you know, at some point within the first probably 20 minutes or so, you're going to go, God, I need a break. I need a break. The boss is all over my hindquarters. My coworkers are asking me for stuff. I got don't want to do that. I want to take a break. And when you do want to take a break, you're going to want to talk about sports. That's why you're listening to this show, because you love sports and you're going to want to talk about sports. And if you're going to want to talk about sports on your first break at work, you're going to need to know what's going on in the world of sports. And if you're going to need to know what's going on in the world of sports, we do a segment just for that every day at this time, and we will do that now.
My buttons are rearranged, mm-hmm. and, you know, something that used to be there is not there, so because I would never do that on purpose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top 3 sports stories that you need to know before you start talking sports with your coworkers this AM at the office. Before I get there, Texture says, Rob, what's the structure of the NBA play-in tournament? I'm glad you asked. I will explain it. There are two first round and one second round play-in tournament games. The 7 and the 8 seed play each other. The 9 and the 10 seed play each other. The winner of the 7-8 game, which was last night's Pelicans-Lakers game, earns the 7 seed in the NBA playoffs. That, of course, the LA Lakers, they downed my Pelicans last night, 110-106. So the Lakers slide into the 7 seed. They will meet the 2-seeded Denver Nuggets. The winner of the 9-10 game moves on. The loser of the 9-10 game last night, the Golden State Warriors, are eliminated from playoff contention. The winner of the 9-10 matchup, Sacramento, now faces the loser of the 7-8 matchup. The winner of that game will become the 8th seed in the NBA playoffs. In the West, that means they will take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Over in the East, same structure. Tonight, the 7 and the 8 teams, that would be Philly and Miami matchup. The winner of that game will slide into the 7 seed in the East. The loser of that game will then take on the winner of the 9-10 matchup. That's Chicago and Atlanta. The loser of Chicago and Atlanta is eliminated from playoff contention. The winner will take on the loser of the Philly-Miami game, and the winner of that game will slide into the 8 seed in the East and will take on the Boston Celtics, the 1 seed overall. That's your play-in structure. That's what's on the line. So, either Chicago or Atlanta will be eliminated tonight, and either Philly or Miami will be sent to the playoffs tonight. Whoever loses between Philly and Miami will take on whoever wins between Chicago and Atlanta. The winner of that game goes to the playoffs. The loser of that game is eliminated from playoff contention. So there's your play-in tournament structure on the NBA play-in tournament day number 2. Ladies and gentlemen, water cooler cheat sheet time. Let's get to item number 1. Hey, would you look at that? The NBA play-in tournament is item number 1 of the water cooler cheat sheet.
Wow.
I know, it's a shocker. Play-in games taking place last night. We will start with the 9-10 matchup where the Sacramento Kings ran the Golden State Warriors up out the building. .118.94 is your final in that one. Sacramento will move on to the second play-in game. Last night, the Kings, led by Keegan Murray, 10 of 20 from the floor, 8 of 13 from the arc, and a perfect 4 of 4 from the stripe. Also ended up with 9 boards and a couple of steals on the night. Listen to this number. You guys that listen to the show, you know, Paul. You know my favorite stat in basketball is the plus-minus number. The plus-minus number basically says when you are on the floor, just from when you check in to when you check out, when you were on the floor, what is the net score between the two teams? The plus-minus number for Sacramento's starters, great one. Plus 25, plus 29, plus 20, plus 20, plus 27. You get it as a plus number, that's good. You get it in the plus teens, that's good. You get it in the plus 20s, you had a great night. You have all 5 starters with a minimum of plus 20. You kicked their asses, dude. And that's what happened last night. Over on the Dub side of things.
Okay. So Golden State is the team that got their butts
minus
kicked.
22, minus 10, minus 25, minus 21, minus 12. That's the plus minus number for all 5 starters on Golden State side of the ball.
Hey, Golden State side of the ball. It's go home.
22 points for Steph Curry on 8 of 16 from the floor, just 3 of 7
from deep. Now he has more time to do commercials.
He's got more time to make Subway commercials. You're right. Three of seven from the arc went Steph Curry. Draymond Green, 4 of 8 from the floor for 12. Wiggins had 12 as well on 4 of 11 shooting. 16 off the bench for Jonathan Kuminga. 16 off the bench for Moody. The only players in double figures for the Dubs last night. It just went sideways. They shot 31% from the three-point line, while Sacramento shot 46%. They went 41% from the field, while Sacramento went 43%. And again, as is tradition, the superstars get all the superstar calls. 23 free throws for Golden State, just 15 efforts from the stripe for the Kings, but it did not matter. Sacramento was able to adapt and overcome. They move on.
And maybe you can ask Mario this question when he joins. Did Klay Thompson hurt his chances at a free agency contract somewhere else?
You got to think he cost himself some money either way last night, right? Like the Dubs have said, Steve Kerr has said, we want that guy back. Like he's part of the DNA. He's part of the fabric of what this team is. But let's call it how it is.
Hey, we could have shot that well, you and I, combined.
I promise you I can go 0 for in any game you ask me to.
Yeah, me too. I could do that.
Klay went 0 of 10 from the floor last night. A week and a half ago, I was giving this guy credit for fixing the Warriors. Last night it was him that was broken. My goodness, what a fart of a performance from Klay last night. Sacramento moves on, and of course, they will now take on the New Orleans Pelicans for the final spot in the Western Conference playoff field as the Pellies get bounced by LeBron and the Lakers 110 to 106 last night. It had nothing to do with the fact that the Pelicans had 12 personal fouls go in their direction and 23 go the opposite way. I'm sure that was complete coincidence last night. But, you know, what are you going to do? It does not help, obviously.
Wow, that sounded like you were accusing the league of something there.
Lonzo,
I heard a little something underneath there.
In the National Basketball Association, do superstars get preferential treatment from the stripes, yes or no?
It's that way in every sport.
Okay.
But it would seem to be more so in the NBA.
Correct. That's all I'm
saying. Which is why Zion got every call last night.
Zion got every call last night?
Right. Because he's a superstar, right? Mm-hmm. You just said superstars get preferential treatment.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 23 personal fouls called against the Pellies, 12 in the entire game. In a game in which Zion Williamson was going at the rack, every time he touched the ball, they got half the calls. It is what it is. Either way, Zion and the Birds take the L last night. 40 points out of Z last night. 11 boards, 5 assists, a steal, and a block to go with it.
I saw some pretty cheap stuff coming from the Pelicans last night, so I think they deserve to get called that many times, maybe more so. Especially, you know, when you're out there, like, headbutting people and stuff.
Oh, my God, if that's a headbutt to you, Zoe. Come on, dude. If somebody did that to you at a bar, you'd laugh at him.
Well, I wouldn't be in a bar, but D'Angelo, I mean, all he did was keep his hands back and say goodbye, and mm-hmm. He got a technical too.
Dollar store Draymond, not Dollar General Draymond Green.
He's just doing his job, minding his own business, and your guy for sure has to get over there and get up in there and stuff. And so,
yep,
I mean, you know.
That's it. That's exactly what happened. You nailed it.
If it was preferential treatment, then it would have went the way it should have gone, and it would have been technical on the Pelicans and not on the Lakers.
Zion gets 40, 11, and 5 with a steal and a block to go with it, but just nobody else for New Orleans did anything last night. Trey Murphy off the bench had a dozen. You had 10 from Nance, 10 from Alvarado, but you got 4 on 1 of 7 from Jose Valanciunas. It's not good enough. You got 9 on 4 of 15, including 1 of 9 from range from CJ McCollum, who was averaging 30.5 in the last 7 games. He had 9 on 1 of 9 from deep last night. Brandon Ingram, 4 of 12 from the floor last night for 11 points. It just was not good enough from everybody who was not Zion Williamson last night. So because they eat the L and Sacramento gets the dub on Thursday night, tomorrow night, the Kings and the Pellies will line it up in the blender one more time. The winner on to the playoffs, the loser eliminated from playoff contention. We do, of course, tonight have two games coming up in the Eastern Conference play-in tournament, as Miami and Philly will get it lit up at 7 p.m. The winner of that game will move on to be the into the playoffs as the 7 seed. The loser of that game will take on the winner of the 9:30 matchup between Atlanta and Chicago. The winner of that game takes on the loser of Miami-Philly. The winner of that game ends up moving into the 8th spot where they will take on the Boston Celtics. So there's where your NBA play-in tournament is going to wrap up. Let's get to item number 2. The domination of the sport of basketball by one Caitlin Clark continues. Two numbers that she was involved with during Monday night were absolutely crushed at this point. The WNBA draft recorded an average of 2.45 million viewers on Monday with a peak viewership of 3.09 million people. Last year's draft, 572,000.
So you say peak viewership. How long did they watch?
I don't know what the exact number is. That's just, hey, at any given moment where the most people were tuned in, it was 3.09 million.
I need a cum breakdown because I want to know if they all tuned in to this, the first part where everyone knew what was going to happen, or did they stay tuned?
Because if they stay
tuned, then that means the numbers have nothing to do with Caitlin Clark. It has to do with the college basketball, women's college basketball overall.
That would be where your average viewership comes into play. Your average viewership was 2.45 mil. So let's say we split the difference and say that about 500,000, maybe slightly more than 500,000 people tuned in, watched Caitlin Clark, and then tuned back out. 2.45 million viewers on average, which is at any given moment from the start of coverage until the sign-off. Dude, I don't care if they were only tuning in for Caitlin Clark. The draft record for the WNBA.
So maybe they tuned in to see NCAA champion Camille Cardoso get drafted. Maybe that's what they did. They tuned in for that.
I'm sure that there were people tuning in for Camille Cardoso.
I mean, why tune in for the consolation? You want to tune in to see where the champs went.
Yeah, that's it. Caitlin Clark, noted loser. Oh, by the way.
Consolation.
By the way. Let's also talk about the other record she broke.
Consolation Caitlin. It has a ring to it.
The other record she broke, Lonzo, was that she sold more jerseys than Patrick Mahomes did this week. She sold more jerseys than any NFL player in the lead up to the draft.
Good for her. And now she will go into obscurity.
What the hell are you talking about?
She just will.
What are you talking about?
3 months from now, people will not be talking about her at all.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to need you to walk me how you ended up at this, let's say, conclusion. How did you get there?
What, about 3 months?
Yeah.
What happens in 3 months, Rob? That would be football. And when football's going on, no one cares about basketball. So I absolutely came up with a timeline with thought. It wasn't some random, you know, just out of the blue, let's go with 3.
This woman.
I mean, her time in the sun. Good for her. And she's going to go into obscurity because she's going to be playing with the big boys, so to speak, and not going to be as good.
Why do you, and this AM, I was reading through the text that got sent yesterday to Wire with Cole and Diesel, what is the saltiness about Caitlin Clark? Is it just y'all weren't talking about my team, therefore she's bad? Like, where's this salt come from?
Because she's not a champion. I mean, she set scoring records, so she's what do they call it? A ball hog, I believe is what they call it. So good for her, but she's not a champion, and the actual champions didn't get enough love when they should have.
So it is a, you didn't talk about my team enough
well,
mentality.
Well, I mean, narrative,
I just want to make sure I
narrative
got this right.
Was put forth, and now that narrative is over, they get the next step of the narrative, now she will disappear. I mean, I hope she does really well wherever she's at.
No, you don't. You very clearly do not.
Sure, I do. But even you'll stop talking about her in 3 months.
You're calling her Consolation Caitlin.
Yes, I am. I'm going to continue with that because I like that. I might even get T-shirts made.
I'm not hating on her. I'm just going to have T-shirts made calling her Consolation Caitlin.
It's she's not your daughter or anything. I don't know why you're getting so upset.
Because the woman is changing the way that the conversation takes place.
She quite possibly could be, but the sample size is still too small. She
literally is 2.5 million people watched the WNBA draft.
Come on, Rob. Come on. You can't do that. You can try to do that. You can say that all those people tuned in for her, but you don't know that for sure. That's why I asked for the cum. That's why I want to know. If everyone tuned in for the first 5 minutes, then it was for her. But if they stay tuned, it wasn't for her.
Superstar after superstar after superstar have come out of women's college basketball into the WNBA. And the highest WNBA draft number of all time was 2004 when Diana Taurasi came out of UConn and went to the WNBA, who was the Caitlin Clark of that day, and they had 642,000 viewers. It went to 2.5 million people, and you think she's just an irrelevant nobody in sports.
Right. We're going to find out if this bump continues and people actually watch the WNBA. We're going to find out. You can speculate right now, but all it is speculation. And until next season rolls around and you see if you have the same attention that happened this year, you can't. I mean, it's just speculation.
I get
you really like her as a player and everything.
Quick question.
She didn't win a championship.
Question. Ball hog Caitlin. Do you know who led women's college basketball in assists as an individual player this year? That would be Caitlin Clark, just so we're clear.
How many championships
led the WNBA? Oh, now the assists matter. Now it's rings only.
I already said that before that. The championships are all. You've labeled me that, so I might as well embrace it. So henceforth, going forward, I shall now be only about the championships because you labeled me that way.
The rings only matter discussion is the most infuriating conversation we have.
Yeah, we know.
It's the most infuriating thing that happens.
I don't know. I can think of a couple other ones, but
it's real close.
Yeah.
If it ain't number one, it's on Mount Rushmore of things that tick Rob off.
There's a certain quarterback in Carolina that's up there too.
Just so we're clear. 346 assists this year. The next closest was at 227. She out-assisted the next closest women's college basketball player by over 110 rebounds or assists.
And this led to a championship.
Can somebody call and have an intervention with Lonzo on the phone right now, please?
What do I need an intervention for?
Hate.
We are having a
hate.
We're having a differing of opinion. That's all. That's, you know. I mean, if you want the sunshine and rainbows, this ain't the show for that.
I don't want sunshine and rainbows. I want a conversation doesn't involve Caitlin Clark's a flash in the pan.
No, consolation. When some people push something to a certain degree, they should be ready for pushback.
If the pushbacks make sense.
Okay, what have I said that hasn't made sense?
Okay.
Sample size isn't big enough to see if she's going to make a true impact on the WNBA. There have been stars that have come before, and people still aren't watching the WNBA.
There has been no Caitlin Clark. There hasn't.
You mentioned Diana Taurasi. What about Sue Bird? I mean, there are some people out there that have been really big stars. They go there, they disappear because they don't watch the product. If she causes a bump in people watching the WNBA and it's sustained for the entire season, then what you're saying is true. If not, then she goes into obscurity like most of the stars for that sport. And whether it should be or should not be, it just is.
Texter said, Lonzo didn't need his Wheaties this morning.
Lonzo is fine.
Texture
says, Lonzo hasn't raised his voice once.
Texture says, no championships doesn't mean she's not the best player. That's ridiculous. Texture says, let's see, gotta stop listening to this show. Bye.
Liar. You're a liar. You're still listening.
Ball hog. She had so many assists. What are you talking about, Lonzo? Texalation says, consolation, Caitlin might be this dumbest thing ever. Lonzo's salty for no reason.
Okay. Am I going to have to bring up the text line and find out it's the same person, all those texts?
It's not. It's at least three different
people. Is it?
The consolation, Caitlin, and ball hog guy are the same texter, yeah. But all the other ones are different.
Yeah. Thanks. We'll go with Joe.
Good text, Joe. I like your text, Joe. Keep it up. All right, that was items one and two, but we're way off the clock. So we'll hit three when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. It's a big one, by the way, on the Fan Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rob Brown Show continues right here on the Fan Upstate. Let's get to what was supposed to be item number three on the water cooler cheat sheet. But let's be honest, it would have been a longer conversation than we would have wanted to slam into 2 minutes. Rip the bong, bro. Michigan and five current / former staff members of their football program have reached an agreement with the NCAA on recruiting violations and coaching activities by non-coaching staff members that occurred within the football program and the appropriate penalties for those violations. That is a quote from the agreement that was reported yesterday by Ross Dellinger. Michigan will be on probation for 3 years, face a fine, restrictions to recruiting, and the penalized coaches will have a 1-year show cause order per the NCAA announcement. One former Michigan coach, which it's not for certain, though it is presumed to be Jim Harbaugh, did not take part in the agreement, and the NCAA's Committee on Infractions will treat that case separately. The notice put out by the NCAA said, quote, "The agreed-upon violations involve impermissible in-person recruiting contacts during a COVID-19 dead period, impermissible tryouts, and the program exceeding the number of allowed countable coaches when non-coaching staff members engaged in on- and off-field coaching activities, including providing technical and tactical skills instruction to student-athletes. The negotiated resolution also involved the school's agreement that the underlying violations demonstrated a head coach's responsibility violation and the former football head coach failed to meet his responsibility to cooperate with the investigation. The school also agreed that it failed to deter and detect the impermissible recruiting contacts and did not ensure that the football program adhered to rules for non-coaching staff members. The allegations that were filed back in January were that the Wolverines had impermissible meetings with two recruits during a COVID-19 dead period. Other violations, all which were considered level two, included texting a recruit outside of a contact period, exceeding the NCAA's limits for on-field coaches by having analysts instruct players during practice, and having coaches watch players work out over Zoom. This is the case that saw Jim Harbaugh have the self-imposed three-game suspension at the beginning of the 2023 season for what the NCAA deemed to be making false statements. You know, what's the word, Lonzo, where you intentionally say stuff that's not true?
That's called lying, Rob.
That's what I thought.
And that noise you heard.
That's the old slap on the wrist.
Slap on the wrist. That's what I'm doing.
Now, I saw this pop out yesterday, and I thought, ooh, we've got some new results from the sign-stealing investigation. Nope. Is that because I said pop up?
You said I saw this pop out yesterday.
By the way, I don't know if you caught this during WrestleMania.
Oh, he said it multiple times.
Oh, I loved it so much.
Yeah, he did.
I loved it so much. This is unrelated to the sign stealing investigation. That investigation is ongoing. This is
Thank you for clarification. So there's still a chance for actual punishment.
There is. This punishment handed down to the Wolverines is all about the recruiting violations that were the first investigation. The investigation that was investigated that Jim Harbaugh, I forgot the word again, when he knew some things and the NCAA asked some questions and then he knowingly told them the wrong thing.
He lied, Rob.
That's it.
He lied.
That's it.
You know, we got a man on the inside. When this thing gets juicy, we're going to have to call that guy and get him on the show.
I'm good with that.
Oh, no, I absolutely. This is not sarcasm. This is when you know a guy that's somewhere where things are about to possibly get a certain way.
I'm intrigued. You know what? I'm actually genuinely intrigued. The resolution is going to have Michigan go on probation for 3 seasons, as well as have some level of scholarship penalties. They have, quote, this is the end of the statement from the NCAA. The agreed upon penalties in this case include 3 years of probation for the school, a fine, and recruiting restrictions in alignment with the level one mitigated classification for the school. The participating individuals also agreed to a 1 year show cause orders consistent with the level two standard and level two mitigated classifications of their respective violation. So there will be no scholarship reductions for Michigan. Basically, they got to pay a fine. They will have recruiting restrictions placed on them, which I'm assuming will mean, though they do not spell it out in the details here, because, and I quote, the committee will not discuss further details in the case to protect the integrity of the ongoing process, as the committee's final decision, including potential violations and penalties for the former coach, is pending. That's the Harbaugh side of it. But they're apparently not going to give us any more details as of right now.
Meanwhile, Jim Harbaugh is living in an RV. So when they come to get him, he'll say, look at me, I'm so destitute, I'm living in an RV. Why are you picking on me for?
You know, there was a lot of thought that old Jimmy Harbaugh decided to bail up out of Ann Arbor because he just really wanted to go back and embrace the challenge of the NFL, and that may still be accurate and true.
What's your opinion on that? Because obviously mine is jaded, and I think that he went the Pete Carroll route. But that's just me. Sounds just like him.
My suspicion is that both things are true. I think Harbaugh's an NFL guy. I just think at his core, he's an NFL guy. I think he's had success, wild success at the NFL level. And I suspect that he feels like there's some unfinished business there. But I'm also confident that Jim Harbaugh saw this coming down the pipe, was like, my job's about to get a lot harder. My job's about to get a lot harder. And if I leave, provided I don't come back to college football, if I leave, what are they going to do to me?
he did it for the school in the first place, and then leaving, he's doing it for the school. So they could heap all the blame on him, and the school will not get as many repercussions.
I mean, I don't know if old Jimbo's fallen on the sword for Michigan or not. I know it certainly works out that way for them. The coaches who were involved under him have a show cause. The ones who have left Michigan are going to find it a little more difficult to find a job down the line. Right. They'll probably have to go to a lower level school if they want to.
Is this a closed door meeting where Jim, thank you for bringing a national championship to us, for getting us back on the map, for helping us beat Ohio State, a couple times. But
thanks for helping us convince Alonzo to fire Ryan Day.
But you're going to have to step away.
No, I mean, maybe that conversation took place, but I also think this is a Harbaugh decision, because let's be real. We've talked about this. There are, in all of collegiate football, there are, what, three active coaches that have a national championship? Kirby Smart, Dabo Sweeney, or is it just two now? Because Jimbo's out, Saban's out. Is it just those two? Who am I blanking on? I thought there was one more. Either way, the point is, I don't need all the fingers on one hand to count the number of coaches that would be active that have won a natty. I am willing to bet that a school like a Michigan would absolutely say, we are willing to have success be a little bit more difficult, to have in the fold one of less than a handful, literally, of coaches in college football that have a national championship.
Well, I don't think that's accurate. That says Mac Brown. Is Mac Brown still
coaching? Yes, he is. North Carolina. That's okay. Who the third one is.
All right.
That is correct. Mac Brown at North Carolina. So you have three, in all of college football, you have three active coaches that have won a natty. And one of those was from years ago. Mac Brown's not exactly in the forefront anymore.
This was with Texas?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So Mac Brown, Kirby Smart, Dabo Sweeney, the only active coaches with the national championship right now. I suspect if I am Michigan, I am willing to overlook the behavior of and overlook the restrictions placed upon a Jim Harbaugh to keep four head coaches in America that have a national championship ring to their name. I think Harbaugh wanted out. I don't know if it's because of A, he just wants to be an NFL guy and he wants that Super Bowl ring, or B, because he looked down the pipe of this punishment when my job's about to suck more and I don't want to deal with that, or a combination of both.
All I got to say, you got to want out pretty bad to go to the AFC West.
I think my guy looked at Justin Herbert and said, there's a quarterback who's got a ton of talent, a ton of ability, and has been led into mediocrity by an embarrassing coaching staff. I can fix that. I can handle that. And you say that, so let's talk about it for real. It is not that you gotta be gutsy to go play in the West. It is only the Chiefs. That's it. It is the Chiefs, not the AFC West.
You can look at that. In the AFC period, and maybe in the NFL.
I mean, I certainly think there are other teams in the
AFC. They're probably heading for a down year, but for right now, the two-time, back-to-back champs.
Oh, for sure. Listen, I'm not saying it's...
And how many teams in the AFC West have restructured how they do things, have gotten faster, they've all these things. As you do, whoever's on the top, you try to gear your team towards taking that team down. It just hasn't worked yet. I'm just saying, you got to want out of somewhere pretty bad to go somewhere, unless the challenge is that important to him, and maybe it is.
I mean, maybe it is. I think you've got to look at the fact that, as you mentioned, you're in that division, yes. But as much as my dear friend and Saturday co-host Cody Decker wants me to believe that the Raiders, if they snag a quarterback, are going to hit the turnaround here. They're not there yet. They're not. The Denver Broncos are going to be, I'm sorry to say, a big bag of this year. Again, it's the Raiders. In fact, I would even make the argument. So we've talked a little bit about this in the land of baseball. The NL Central has no great teams in it, but it's got five good teams. It is going to be the most competitive division in Major League Baseball this year. But I don't think there's a genuine World Series contender anywhere in it. The AFC West is the exact opposite. There is absolutely a bona fide NFL championship contender in it, the Chiefs. But outside of that, it's a butt division. It's it. It's the definition of top heavy. All the weights in Kansas City. But I think Jimbo is probably looking and going, all right, you know, we lost a couple of good wide receivers here, but I've got Herbert, who's got the potential to be very good. We lost our two wide receivers. We lost Austin Ekeler, but we got good draft positioning now. I got a quarterback that most people consider to be held back by the team, not the other way around. Like, it makes sense for him to pick that team to go to. And, oh, by the way, if nothing else, he gets to live in Los Angeles, California. A beautiful place to live.
In an RV down by the ocean.
I'm going to tell you right now.
There's video, by the way, if you get a chance, of him showing the inside of the RV and everything.
Just so we're clear.
He's not slumming it.
Just so we're clear, that sounds incredible.
It does. Okay? Absolutely.
Sounds incredible.
Unless, yeah, but you have to empty your own stuff, you know, as a la Uncle Eddie.
I've done it before. You put a pipe into the ground and then it just does it. It's not like you got to get a bucket and some gloves. All right? You put a pipe in the ground, you flip a switch, it evacuates, and you're good. You're good to go.
Evacuate is such a good word.
Of all of the faults of one Jim Harbaugh, going to L.A. and living on the beach in an RV is not one I'm going to ding him up for. But yeah, I absolutely think there is some element to the belief that Jim Harbaugh knows that there is, what a moment in time to use this expression, some crap coming down the pipe at Michigan, much like his RV after a solid night at Taco Bell, and he wasn't going to sit there and go through that. He wasn't going to sit there and go through that. Why would he make his life that much more difficult when there are NFL teams? By the way, remember, when all this was going down, Roger Goodell and the NFL came out and they were like, oh, you know, we're not going to be the escape valve for Jim Harbaugh. If there's some bad stuff going down in Michigan, he doesn't get to just come here and get away from it all, except for, yeah, he totally did that.
It's funny because the video just popped up as we talked about it. And he says, nothing makes you feel more like a dad than disposing waste. And he's actually motioning, showing, plugging the hose in.
Yeah, me and the La Familia took an RV trip around the country one time, and that,
wow,
for some reason that fell into Rob's vacation responsibilities. Was every time we hooked the RV up at the camp, get the poop chute, plug it into the ground, and evacuate its contents.
I hope your brother laughed at you every time you had to do that.
I have no doubt. Texter said Rob is being way too nice. He wanted out because he knew all the shady crap he had done would come out. Oh, yeah, no, I agree. I think that's exactly why he left.
Shady crap.
I'm going to call it crap for forever.
No, because it's like leading. Anyway.
Yeah. No, it's just going to be crap forever.
Crap forever.
Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Wrapping up the second hour of the Rob Brown Show, coming up in hour number three. RG3 had some comments about a young man he believes will be the steal of the 2024 draft. And there's a bunch of us who agree with him. It may pique your interest. We are going to get to that. Colorado was very, very hype about the future under Deion Sanders. Well, there's two very interesting things going on. First, a post put up by one of the Sanders boys out there in Boulder. And second, Colorado was hyping how attendance is through the roof, how attendance is this, that, and the other. Colorado is going to be playing in front of a quarter full stadium in their spring game because the hype hath died down around the Buffaloes. I want to talk about what that means about college football. We'll get some draft talk in here because there is one position on the football field that is being largely ignored despite its return to prominence in certain offenses over the last couple of years. I want to talk about that. CJ Stroud had some comments about the future of one Marvin Harrison Jr. in the league. I'd like to get to those. And a new proposal for NIL guidelines that would shape the way that schools are able to involve themselves in the NIL landscape. Plus, the transfer portal window opened yesterday. We are now just about 24 hours into players being able to declare officially themselves in the transfer portal. So, who jumped in? Who jumped out? Who's on the move? And who is Shane Beamer targeting in the portal? We will answer all of those questions and more. That's a perfect spot for that clip. That's why Lonzo's the executive producer. You know what else Lonzo is? He is an anchor. He's like anchor man, but funnier. That's why he does the Sports Flash.
Yeah, and here's this thing where I'm going to read this story every time because I want to. The Golden State Warriors got outscored 31-22 in the first quarter by Sacramento, and were never able to fight back as they were eliminated from the playoffs by the Kings. 118-94. Keegan Murray went 8 of 13 from deep for 32, while De'Aaron Fox added 24. Steph Curry led all Warriors with 22 on 8 of 16 from range. Klay Thompson had a forgettable night, shooting 0-4-10. In tonight's Eastern Conference play-in tournament, the Philadelphia 76ers might have 2023 MVP Joel Embiid, but the team has officially listed him as questionable, so we don't know if he's going to be on there or not. For the matchup with the Miami Heat, Embiid has played five times since his return from injury. Make sure you tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 for our brand new show, Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel, 3 to 7 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.